It's all up to the court.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education to order, please. Would you take roll, please?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Brandt?
Here.
Mr. Schwanger?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Hall is present.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the work session, I'd like to thank Mr. Hall and all the staff and the workers for our new building. It's great, it looks great so far, and we haven't even got it completed yet, so I'm really anxious to see it all in August when it's completely done. And I would also, at this time, which I believe I can do, like to make a motion that from now on, we hold our future board meetings here at the Madison Plains Elementary Building.
Second that.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schwanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, anyone have something for the board work session?
Yeah, I had a gentleman, I talked to Mr. Hall about this, I just wanted to run this by the board, and this is not just something food for thought. I had a lot of parents call about the condition in the field. And we all know the unfortunate situation. We know everybody's working hard trying to get that thing back up where it's going. And I don't think anybody's not done everything they can. I appreciate all the work. But we had a guy come out, or I had a gentleman stop by who's from Springfield. And crisis on resodding that. Problem with resodding that, and he says it'll take him 2 weeks after it's put down to be ready to go. The problem with that is we're looking at a price tag between $41,000 and $45,000. I don't see how we could do that right now, but I wanted to throw that option out there to you. And I've also been approached by a parents group that has asked if all else fails, would we be willing to float them a loan like we did on the stadium seats and they pay us back? And that's... I just wanted to bring that up to you guys and just to have you think about that. I've put a lot of thought into this and I talked to Mr. Hall the other night. I don't see where we can put that money in there right now. We got other things we got to pay for, and that's a big chunk of money. However, it's not a bad thought to think about if someone's going to do like they did with the stadium, if they're willing to take that on and pay us back. Would that be something we'd think about doing? I just want you guys, we can talk about it later, but, you know, I know they're going to come approach us sooner or later about that if they want to do it, or if they've got donations or whatever, but I wanted to give you guys a heads up that that is a thought that they have out there.
I'm always willing to listen to the board, or certainly the board and any of the groups out there. I think in another month or so, what we've done to the field, you're going to go see a big change in that field. Even the seed that we've gone to the bare places and reseeded that, and topsoil is actually coming.
And like I said, you guys have done a good job on working on that field and staying on top of it. And
but if the group would, you know, they have to give, it hasn't been an ideal growing time up to this
right.
time for the grass. And, you know, we could use $41,000, $45,000 several different ways to
right.
do things around here. I really think the field, I think it'll be ready when the fall gets here with our system we got in with the drainage, with the sprinkler system. I think we've got to give it a chance. It gets better every day. That's all I can tell the board.
And that's something you guys all have to think about. That's not something I'm pushing right now because that's a big chunk of money,
right.
and we can't afford that right now.
They still watering that every day, Boone?
Not every day. We try to get an inch a week.
The only other thing I wanted to bring up on that, I'm sorry, didn't mean to.
It depends on who you talk to. Some people say we didn't use the right seed on it. We think we did have the right seed. So it depends on who you talk to, what to do, so.
That's going to go back and forth on no matter what we do. There's always going to be, it's like in a court of law, there's always going to be two sides. All I'm concerned about is we can't go through another season having them kids get beat up. And I'm more willing to do whatever it takes to get that done. But I don't see where we can spend that kind of money right now. I mean, safety is the number one concern, but man, that's a big chunk of money.
Again, I think you'll see a different field when it comes August, when the season starts on soccer and football, though.
You said it was a parent group? Was it another booster group or?
It's the ones that have been calling me or the Eagle Pride group.
The Eagle Pride, okay.
And they were asking if we'd be willing to loan them that money like we did the stadium. I said I'd take it to the board and ask. They're also willing to come out and help do whatever anybody needs them to do. If you want them to come out and seed or they whatever you want them to do, they want me to tell you guys, just give them a call. They'll come out and work on help you guys out, do whatever. So I wanted to bring that up. So, and like I said, they've been calling. That's not an issue that somebody's complaining or anything. They just knew I was off. So I think that's why I'm getting the most of the calls.
So well, I certainly would appreciate that the group, you know, come talk to us.
And that they're willing to do that, but I told them I'd bring it to you guys' attention first that might be something they want to ask, so. That's all I've got about that.
Okay. Anybody else have anything for the board?
I've got a couple things. One, I'm going to send this around. This is kind of a summary of the things that we've done at Toll since about 2002. If you look through this, if you think you want a copy, write your name somewhere in the margin and I'll be sure that you get a copy of it. I'll start that over here with Mike. And then the other thing that I've got are numbers, current numbers for enrollment for next year and our current, application for next year and our current enrollment as of May 25th, and those I'll send around. The other thing that we are working on, seems kind of endless, but we're still working on a superintendent. We have gotten applications back. I think we had something like 17 or 18 applications for the position. Out of that number, we picked five of them to interview. It was really kind of nice because my original attitude was you could throw them down a set of stairs and whichever one landed on the top, you were going to end up with a good superintendent. We were very fortunate in the people that applied for the position. Of the five applicants, four of them either have been or are seated superintendents. So we got a good list to choose from. We have been through first round interviews and we're going into second interview Wednesday night of this week. And hopefully by Thursday night, we will know who our new superintendent is at Toll's. Been a lot of talk with the people that have come in. The other thing is we certainly know where we're headed at Toll's. A lot of the things that we're looking at that we want to see done is we want to see more career awareness throughout the school district and more promotion of that. We're also looking to improve the quality of education and the way we meet student needs up there. And essentially what we've told the people coming in over the last 7 years, we've become a pretty good school at Toll's. We can match programs pretty much anywhere across the state of Ohio. Now that we're started, what we want to do is turn it into a great school because we kind of look at it, if you're any good, they'll beat a path to your door. And we sit in a rather unique situation up there we do not get another dime of state money until we increase our enrollment by a little over 300 kids. When they changed funding to career and technical centers across the state of Ohio, they went from a program type funding to ADM. We get the same at tolls as we get here, 5,000 per student. And that works just fine as long as you need a teacher and a textbook. But when you start putting in labs for every program that you've got, and you start teaching kids five periods a day, that ADM doesn't go very far. So it's a really tough situation in order to do that. So we're looking at increasing enrollment. We've gone so far in since 2004, we've increased 50%. We had 400 students as of 2004, and we now have, starts out about 650, and we end up about 600 at the end of the year. A lot of the students are going back to their regular high school. Most of them don't quit school, they just go someplace else, and a lot of times it's back to the local school. They miss their buddies. Anyway, we're looking for increased enrollment, and not just in the high school, but adult programs as well. What we're hoping to do is meet more needs in this area. We look at Franklin County, and Franklin County is kind of an oasis or a mecca for high-tech jobs. We want to be able to have our students qualify for those jobs when they graduate, or at least qualify to go on to higher education so they can qualify for those. We know that by 2014, which is a little over 2 years away, 80% of the jobs in this country that will pay a decent wage, one that you can live on and not qualify for poverty stimulus payments, 8 out of every 10 jobs is going to require some kind of education beyond high school. And I'm not saying college. In fact, that's kind of a pet peeve with me when somebody says, well, these kids got to go to college. I don't buy that. College is a good idea. We need a lot of people with bachelor's degrees or master's and so on. However, a lot of the jobs today are high tech, and you can get into those positions with a 2-year degree, a 1-year degree, a certificate. There's all kinds of programs out there that are post-secondary, they're going to be required for the upcoming young people if they want to make a decent living. We no longer ask our kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? Our first question today is, how do you want to live? And once you decide on that, how are you going to make that happen? What's going to be your career choice to get you there? And kids need to be looking at that. We're also looking at adding some programs. We need to revamp our trades programs. We're going to have to increase the number of medical programs because that sector of the economy seems to be growing like crazy. There's also other technical programs and, for example, you get into alternative fuels, green technology, this is coming, and we need to cooperate with those types of businesses and make sure that our graduates are prepared to go into those fields and have the background that they need to do so. Tolls will be no different from Madison Plains. Our kids at Tolls are probably going to have to go on to school after Tolls. The only difference is kids at Tolls will have an in to a lower level job where they can make enough money to go on and continue school, or if they decide they want to change careers, to make enough money to get training in another area. Here, our job is to prepare our kids primarily for college, 4-year degrees. And we've got to get them ready, and we have to make sure that they can qualify and make the grade when they go there. So what we're really looking to do with our next superintendent is not to duplicate what goes on here at Madison Plains. We want to be, Tolles wants to be the sister school to all the associate schools. We don't want to duplicate what's being done. And as I say, one of the things we do right now, we've got as many science classes at Tolles as we teach here. That's a duplication. And that's something that we don't want to do. We're also looking for somebody that's going to come in. Several of us on the board, I'm not the only one that keeps pushing for satellite schools. We're probably in more need of that than anybody because of our distance from Tolles. It's just way too far to drive up there for everything that's offered. And I know a lot of our kids do, but we offer a lot of the college courses here. Kids can get those. If they want the training, yes, they can go to Tolles, and that's good. Somebody wave your hand back there. Okay. But anyway, we want to be sure that these kids have the background that they need and the background education to be able to go on. So hopefully Tolles is going to move ahead, and as I say, we will have a new superintendent within probably by the end of this week. I know who it is. And that's all I've got. I'm sure that other one's coming around, and you got the papers on it all.
Okay, thank you, Don. Anyone else have anything else for board work session?
I have a few things. Real quick, the Lynx came out and was talking about the special education bill that was in place, and I don't know how many of you have heard about it, but the initial talk was that the February special election date would be eliminated, but that is no longer the case. It had gone through committee, and the February and August elections are going to stay, but this local entities requesting a special election must pay 70% of the cost within 10 days after the deadline of submitting. So I think the cost for being put on the special election ballot has increased, but at least the opportunity for that is still available for districts. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up. The other thing might end up taking a little bit more time. I don't know. I know I talked with some of you about the fall conference award application for the Central Region of OSBA. The fall, they cover two awards. One of them is the Friend of Public Schools Award, and another one is the Exemplary School Employee. In the spring, they do teachers and I think somebody else. I can't really remember right now. But so what I want to do is open it up for discussion. I know I mentioned it with a few of the board members and Boone, as far as let's think about somebody for a Friend of the Public Schools Award. When I went to the Scholastic banquet, Mr. Jackson had a lot of good things to say about the Housers. They have a scholarship fund that's part of the Madison Plains scholarship conglomerate, I guess you would say. And so I was thinking maybe them, and I know I had mentioned it to Boone and Linda to see if there was somebody else that that we can think of that we might want to go ahead and nominate for this award. So does anybody...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Ken.
So does anybody have any other folks that we might want to discuss for?
Well, my question to you is this, Kim. Should we just nominate from here, or should we form a committee to nominate and have, you know, a couple board members sit on that committee?
I think we should set a committee up because there is a lot of people.
Well, that's the problem. There's going to be so many people.
That's one of the things. Yeah. After I was thinking about it a little bit more, I was like, you know.
And if we're going to do it, then it's something maybe we can do every year. You know, doesn't mean that they won't get selected every year, but they can
exactly.
be nominated every year.
Every
we can nominate
right.
Every
right.
year we can nominate somebody. Every
right.
fall conference is when they go through all those awards.
Yeah. So I think if we have a board member or two, and then a couple of principals and Mr. Hall, I think that would be that should suffice. Telling you who's doing what. I mean, your principals are going to know mm-hmm. who's involved. Mr. Hall's going to know, and you know, then the board, a couple of board members could serve on that committee as well. What do you think, guys?
When's your nomination due in, Ken?
We have until June 30th. So we have it'll be easy, you know, a couple meetings. If the committee needs a few meetings, to do that, to come up with somebody, we might be able to come up with, you know, a person right away, or people depending, and that'll be fine.
I think that over the year, we can look at that, and if principals have people that they're aware of that are very active in their school or something, or in the district, that they can keep those names aside, and then we'll know, have a little more time before next year.
And have it ready for next year, that's right.
Yes.
So, okay, well, we can do that. Now, if we're going to do that committee, I would suggest that perhaps we do the same thing for the exemplary school employee, and perhaps get two of these nominations filled out. Maybe we'll be lucky enough to get one of them to get an award. And of course, there's a lot of people to nominate for this. Obviously, Linda, on her retirement with 9-10 years with the district, and I was thinking Karen Muska with all her work that she put into getting us at the exemplary level we're at with the race to the top. Of course, you know, I don't want to throw Boone in because his head will just get any bigger, but you know, that's right. But so there's a few options that we have there. So I think that would be a great idea to do a committee. So I'll go ahead and put myself down on the committee. And of course, we've got Boone. Is there another board member that would like to participate in the nomination committee? Mike, you said okay. And I'll rustle up as Linda had mentioned, the elementary and middle school and high school principals to get you guys on this list. And
just what you all want, another meeting.
Yeah. This is going to be tough. But we'll maybe if you guys, I don't know how long our executive session is going to be, but if you can stick around after the meeting, or maybe leave a, you know, one of the many papers that I have up here, write down what days might be good for you guys to get together sometime in the evening. Tuesdays don't work good for me, but if we can set something up on a Wednesday or Thursday to get that all hashed out, and then I can fill out the form online and go from there.
How much longer are they at the buildings? And how much longer are the principals and stuff at the buildings?
Next week.
Okay, so that's another thing. You want to make sure we get it done quickly.
Yeah.
What do you got going on Thursday night? Or Thursday afternoon or whatever? Is that Mr. Clark saying no? Can't do it Thursday. Just thought I'd try to help you out there.
I can't do it until 24.
Well, then you just won't be included. But Tim could be on the committee in your place. How's that? Well, how about Wednesday? Would Wednesday the 15th work out okay?
We're just getting this from.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll let it go at that. Give me all your phone numbers, and we'll get something set up, and we'll go from there. And we'll shoot for getting something set up by tomorrow, and then we'll just go from there. So, I do believe that is it, Madam President.
Okay. All right. I noticed that you're all thrilled to move on. I got just a couple more things for the board work session. Sorry. I have something that I have a concern about, and this is like, Ken, I don't know if there's anything we can do, but I wanted to throw it out there. Mr. Clark, do you remember, I had it written down and I didn't bring it with me, how many students that were in dual enrollment this year? Was there 56? Is that what there was? For some reason, that number sticks in my mind. About that?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, my concern is I think we could have a lot more than that, but I think money is an issue for a lot of parents. And I know we have booster clubs and we have the football clubs and we have all these, and that's great. And I appreciate every one of them. But I don't know if there's a way that we can get something formed or something together, so maybe some businesses would like to donate into that dual enrollment fund. So some of those students that cannot afford dual enrollment could take advantage of that.
It's funny you bring that up. I talked with Pam at the Scholastic Award banquet, and I told her that, you know, well, she had donated some money into the account. I did. A couple of the other teachers had put some money in there. And that was something that they were actually going to be looking into to see what they can do. I suggested, you know, talk to Stanley, talk to, you know, a couple other businesses in the area.
Yeah, I was approached by a couple of parents who really wanted their child to attend, but they just cannot, or, you know, to be a part of that, but they're a single parent, and they just cannot do that. And I understand, you know, that can be with everything else they have to pay and everything else they have to do. And I don't know if Mr. Clark is thinking that, how would you pick and choose? Maybe you'd have to set a criteria, you know, as to who would be eligible for this situation, you know, and so forth. I don't know. But I was just thinking about some of the businesses, maybe, you know, if someone would want to take the initiative to try to get it going and get it moving, I'll be glad to help in any way I can. But I just think that's something we need to look at, or I'd like to encourage someone to look at, to see what we can do, because I think there are some kids out there that would take advantage of it if there was money available for them.
Right. And I think when I was talking with Pam, she had hinted that was a direction that they wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And between her, Mr. Jackson, and Mr. Harold, they were going to see what they can do and how they might work things out. So if you have specific businesses in mind, you know, I would let her know or let them know, and they can go from there and take the bull by the horns.
I sure will. See what we can do. The other thing I have is, this is just something I put together. This isn't in stone. I'm going to pass it down to each one of you. This is the board mission and board goals that we had talked about, trying to come up with something. These are kind of general, okay? There's a lot that can be included in these. If you want to go down, you know, and add certain individual items to it, we can do that. But I just thought maybe that you could look it over this month, and then maybe in July you could come back with it and let me know what you think. And maybe we can have a board work session to try to accomplish any and all. Is that all right with everyone? Okay. So that's just something for you to digest. Okay, moving on. Public communication. Did anyone sign up for public communication? Okay.
Mr. Hall, looks like he wants to speak on something. Nothing?
All right. No public communication. Moving on for approval of minutes.
Madam President, I make the motion the minutes of the meeting of May 10th, 2011 be approved as written.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger.
Yes.
Mr. Moreland.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes. Treasurer's report.
I don't know. I had two of them there. Okay. I didn't understand one.
I think that's my. Sorry about that. That's good.
Okay. All right.
I know I had it out.
Okay.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer the May 2011 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion?
We'll go into a lot deeper discussion at the July meeting, because we'll have the close of the fiscal year. We'll do a lot more detail on that.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schwanger?
Yes.
Mr. Orloff?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, the Board approve the resolution requesting the Madison Plains Local School District, Madison County, Ohio, to submit to the electors of the Madison Plains Local School District the question of an additional tax for the purpose of operating levy of the Mount Sterling Public Library as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
If you guys would, just bring that up so everybody understands why we're doing that, because back in the day, the library was part of the school district, correct?
Well, we're still the taxing authority for the library. They can't put anything on the ballot. We have to do it for them. So that's the only reason it's on our agenda, and that's why you're voting on it tonight. Once approved, I take it to the board of election, and it's their levy at that point.
Who's going to pay that cost?
That we still have to return.
There is a cost to getting that thing, getting the wording and all, whatever.
The question is, you're the taxing authority, truly putting it on in the eyes of the law, are you going to have to pay for the election? And that's the question Mr. Hall and I have that we have to pose to them and our attorney.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Madam President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer CFO, the board approve the district property fleet liability insurance as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
I'd ask the board just to make sure they saw tab 9. The reason why I highlight this quotes and proposals and recommendations this year, we historically just had myself and my predecessors talk to a few companies, try to get the best quote we can, and I know for myself, I'm not an insurance expert. I pretty much know what we need to have, but it's a matter of what type of coverage you've got. This year, we went with Ohio School Insurance Consultants out of Lebanon, Ohio, because I know them. They do a good job. They actually went and worked the market for us. Triton is a company that's working its way into Ohio. It's been here about 10 years. They're a pretty big player now. They came in at $22,600, whereas last year we paid $33,200. So, you know, we're going to save roughly $10,000 to $11,000 in 1 year for better coverage. This is, we have better coverages all the way down the line. So that's a pretty good investment. It costs us about $2,000 a year to have school insurance consultants as our consultant. But, you know, you see right off the bat, we save some money. That's a good thing.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, I move upon the recommendation of the Treasurer the Board approve the fiscal year 11 final appropriation resolution as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
Yeah, those are under tab 10 tonight. You don't have to take a look at them if you don't want. All we're doing here is basically cleaning up our appropriation. This is that end of year cleanup that you look for. We're about $20,853,000 for all funds. Again, they're a little bit higher than what they normally are for our district, but that's because it includes your construction project. Typically, you wouldn't have that in here. So, we've got $3.6 million out there right now that we typically wouldn't have. So take that away, you're around the 16, 17 million we used to. So again, this is just to clean up our appropriations.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make recommendation of the Treasurer. I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, the board approve the fiscal year 12 temporary appropriation resolution as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, this is under tab 11. The temporaries are just that. They're temporary until we pass your permanents, which we can do anytime before the end of September. We're at $12.6 million. Again, none of your federal programs are listed here. Several of our funds are not on here at all because we typically don't start spending until we get back to school and so on. So starting about August meeting, I'll be bringing back the permanent appropriations for you to increase these. So if people look at this and say, wow, we really cut our budget, that's not the case. It's just temporary appropriations.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer CFO, the Board approve the following transfers as presented below.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
This will clear us on the books on all these things, right?
On all these, that's correct. Just to go over a couple, the first one, Employee Benefits Fund, that's the 24 fund. We've already actually made that transfer. This is just to get the board's ratification of that transfer, which I believe we talked about. And again, that was because for 2 years, we had not made the transfer from general fund over to that Employee Benefits Fund. And so that fund was running in the red. If you remember, I think the first meeting I was here, you wanted me to find out why that fund was always in the red. Well, it's because we didn't put money in there, but we were paying it out. So once we figured that out, we transferred the money into cover. The athletic fund is the second one. We're asking to transfer $17,000 over there. You recall I talked that at that point, we weren't sure where we were going to end up. Now we're pretty sure we'll end up around $17,000 in the red. But again, to make sure that our new AD and the high school athletic program, the junior high program doesn't start in the red, this brings them up to zero. And they knows that's where he's starting from.
But wasn't that going to be a lot worse, though, at one time? Didn't you say it was going to be worse than $17,000?
First time he told us it was going to be $25,000, so this is not
as bad.
Right.
Okay. And then again, that was an estimate based off of, I didn't know what our refurbishing of the equipment was going to cost, or new helmets and all those things we heard might be out there. So this is the end result, which is better. Just cleaning up, like I said, old funds that are in the red. Gifted supplement from 07 was in the red. From 10, we had one in the red. The high school economics, it was a district managed fund. We've changed that to a student managed fund. So we simply moved the money from a 300 to a 200 fund. Again, that's just cleaning house. And then the last one there is just an error posting. And so we had to actually transfer the funds over.
If I can go back to the athletic fund, they started with a budget of, was it 20,000 or 40,000 for this year? Yeah.
No, the budget was higher than that. It was around 64,000.
Was it? Okay.
Which was smaller than the previous year. But the problem we had is our revenues were also smaller this year than the previous year. So if your revenues had stayed the same, our budget under where we're at, you'd be in good shape.
Probably would.
Yeah, what Ken's referring to is the board approved adding an extra $20,000.
The transfer.
And unfortunately, we never raised any funds. We're not going to have that problem anymore, right?
Yeah, we'll see. I thought the problem was only 2 years ago.
Okay, just going to
take our problem into that.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, the Board approve an amendment to the fiscal year 2011-2012 exempt salary schedule. This amendment will eliminate the stipend for a cafeteria coordinator and make it part of the hourly rate for whichever exempt employee is assigned those duties. Please see amended exempt salary schedule in Section 7 of the financial packet.
I'll second.
Tab 7 at the very bottom. There's just a sentence there that says exempt employee assigned to cafe coordinated duty will be paid $2.34 per hour in addition to their scheduled base hourly rate. And that's basically what we're paying now. So you will not see this coming back again as part of the schedule.
Since that's an add on to whoever is doing this, if we change the base salaries for any of those positions, will we also then change that 234?
That would be the expectation for the part of the schedule that grows with the base increases.
Okay.
So 234, if it's 2%, 234 times 2%, that would be the hourly rate for that job.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
it, I think.
Superintendent's report?
Short, sweet. If you go up to the Webster Center, a couple of kids hanging up there, Deb Browning and Harrison Hall. Aware that that was a pretty good feat for those kids to have that type of recognition. Our project is coming right along. The rain has set us back on the outside, trying to get the landscaping, the final grading. We're debating whether we will final grade, but to seed this time of the year, I don't think it's a good idea. We may have to hold off on the seeding of the complex until fall. So I'm going to talk to Michael on that, so just so the board knows. If we seed now, it's just, we don't have any way to keep water on it. Therefore, there's not going to be anything out there.
Okay, where are we at with talking to tolls about coming down here and landscaping for us?
Well, the landscaping is still on.
So they're going to do that?
I have a meeting with the guy on the 27th, Jim Scott, to lay that out. But it'd just be in vain if we put seed out there right now without a sewer.
But we are looking at tolls to do that, right?
They will give us a plan, a landscaping plan. We'll have to do the physical layout and the buying, whatever.
Okay, because if they do that, I'd like to have that, at least something posted out there, that that's the work that the kids came up with. And
it would be probably, I think they should be recognized. The problem with tolls doing it is the distance between here and tolls, because the only way you could do it is you'd have to pull the kids from school to come down here and spend the time that it would take to get that ready and do it, and that's a problem.
Well, but what he said, if we go and have them do the design, I'd still be happy with
they're
that.
Already
I think
on
that
board
may be recognized for
that.
So
yeah, they're already on board for the design. Yeah, doing the actual work. I know I've talked to Jim about it, and his biggest concern was logistics of being able to do that. But no, they've already. Has he given you anything yet, or?
We have a meeting on the 27th.
Okay. And yeah, and that's not a problem because Jim works, he's on at least 11 months, if not 12, so he's always available the entire summer.
And we've got a gray Mercedes bus that can run back and forth there, can't we?
Well, if we put a trailer behind it, we'd be all right.
Yeah, a trailer. I think the FFA, Mr. Clark indicated that earlier, FFA will help us with that. Pamphlet for the people and get it advertised and invite people in and just show them the whole central campus, not just two new buildings. I think we've done a lot all over. They just need to come Sunday afternoon to visit and talk. And, our construction manager will provide the refreshments and just have an afternoon. So if you think something you can give me, to give us, do so.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation. Make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the Madison Plains drug testing policy effective the 2011-2012 school year as presented.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
I just want to, I saw that there were a few minor changes to the policy that were in place. We did a second reading on the policy last month.
There hasn't been any change since.
I know, it's just a couple like line, the blank lines were taken out and stuff like that. But I was just, you know, I thought the second reading was already approving the policy for the district. Is that not?
Well, sometimes we do that on second reading, but this one we want to go with just the approval the third time.
Gotcha.
In case there are laws and after people continue to read it.
Just for the effective, probably just for the effective time frame then, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That approximate time. At that time, August 1 could be all 4 or 5 days.
Right.
Depends on our scheduling of the company.
Okay.
Shouldn't be an issue.
Well, I've said my opposition on this policy before, so I don't think it'll be any surprise if I once again vote no on the policy, but I'm at the pleasure of the board. Thank you.
Along that same line, I looked over the policy again. There were some changes. There's a couple things that I'm not sure about in there, but the only true way, as I talked to Mr. Hall earlier, if you notice that policy is written on paper with ink and it's not carved in stone, so that I think we need to try this and see what happens, and if we've got problems, we can tweak it. But until we give it a try, we really don't know what to change, how to change, or what else to do. And I want to see what happens, and we'll take a look at this down the road and reevaluate whether or not it's working, how it's working, and if we need to change it.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
No.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent the board approve the second and final reading of the 2011-2012 Madison Plains Student Handbook as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent the board approve the first reading of the following board policy updates as required by the state of Ohio, as listed below.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
I'll make the board aware this is not all new policies. It's just sort of updating, tweaking the policy that we have. Even some of the mandatory ones, they send us, hey, you need to change your wording, blah, blah, blah. And it's several lists, and I'll be the first to admit I sort of ran behind on these, keeping them up. This is the first reading. The next month will be the second reading for approval. Then we'll have to go bring another group for first reading. In 3 or 4 meetings, we'll get our book up back up to where it should be without spending $4,000 or $5,000.
Is the school board association giving us?
Yes.
Ideas for, are they giving us any help, or are they just sending out the?
We get the quarterly from them. That's right. The service that we get, and we take what they suggest, and we just for our usage. But yes, they are giving us help.
Okay.
There really aren't any new policies here.
Not really, Mike. It's, no. It's just some of the wording in the policies. Basically, it's you're looking at the same language.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Madeline Holt a 3-year administrative contract to serve as elementary principal, step 10, effective August 8th, 2011.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the athletic director's salary schedule effective the 2011-2012 school year as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve a 2-year administrative contract for Matt Mason to serve as athletic director, step 0, 209 days a year, effective August 1st, 2011.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve 5 extended days for Matt Mason, athletic director, to be used before August 1st, 2011 at the approved daily rate.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion?
Those 5 days are to be used for...
Normally you have your August 1, you have your events coming up, you have your... Now your drug policy that someone has to monitor, get it going. A lot of scheduling taking place. Coaches are on site, so it's a usual time for a person to come in and do those 4 or 5 days. So we went the same route last AD we had, so they could actually. That shouldn't be every. This time next year, we shouldn't have to go through that. Just get them started. Meetings and whatever.
Okay. This is to make sure that everything gets done and that...
That we get our fundraising in order and we get the dollars coming in.
Okay. 5 days is sufficient to get everything
done?
We
think so.
Okay. He'll let us know if it's not, I'm sure.
Not sure.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion that upon the recommendation of superintendent, the board appoint Kirsten Isaacs, high school English teacher on a 1-year contract, MA Step 2, effective August 19th, 2011.
I'll second it.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve extended work days for Jacob Daniels for the purpose of tutoring beginning June 20th, 2011, not to extend beyond July 28th, 2011, not to exceed 5 hours per week, 1 hour per day, based on the MPEA negotiated agreement.
I'll second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion? Is this one student that this person's tutoring, or 2 students, or?
Just one student right now. It's one of the mandates.
Okay.
I don't think we have to do.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the retirement of the following teachers effective July 1st, 2011. All have elected to participate in the early retirement incentive program. Each will receive 1 year of service purchased by the board and will receive an enhanced severance of 40% of their accumulated sick leave.
Second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the retirement of the following classified staff member effective July 1st, 2011. The employee has elected to participate in the retirement incentive plan. The employment will receive an enhanced severance amount of 40% of their sick leave days and a contribution of $4,000 into her health savings account of their choosing. Sheila McIntyre.
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve a one-year leave of absence for Stephen Pollock, custodian, effective May 19th, 2011.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Matt Mason as outdoor education trip advisor for the 2011-2012 school year.
I'll second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
Matt couldn't make the trip, that's why it's on there, so take it off the books.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'm going to make a motion that upon recommendation of the board, the superintendent, the board approve, I believe it should say, I don't believe that's athletic supplemental, is that, Mr. Hall? It's outdoor education trip advisor, that's not classified as athletic. Okay, to approve the following supplemental, effective 2010-2011 school year.
I'll second that.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following athletic supplemental nominations effective 2011-2012 school year as listed below.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
Yeah, in the future, I'm asking it to be separated out on certain ones. That'd be okay with you guys? So that there's no conflict of interest. I understand, we pretty much know which ones they are.
Pardon me?
I said, we know, we're trying to do that, but we pretty much know which ones they are, so.
Well, sometimes our memory gets in our loose memory, so that's how we get on there. Sorry.
That's okay.
We had a situation, I think, last year with the reserve cheerleading and reserve football and how some stuff got messed up with that. Do we have all of our ducks in a row with that?
Yes.
So we do have a reserve team?
We have a reserve, but not a freshman at this time.
Okay.
And also with the, they've got it worked out with the cheerleading squad.
Okay, so we've moved any freshmen that want to play are in the reserve team, and then, okay.
As of today, it changed.
Is there, well, we're still in discussion, is there more than one in this group that should be separated?
Well, I know we normally take Ms. Blankenship out.
Right.
Who else they would be here?
And when anytime Eric Bush is in there, I always have to abstain. That's. So I need to have him taken out whenever, but he's not in this one. He was in an earlier one. Do you guys see anybody on there that caused a problem with you guys?
Is it just Angie then?
I think so.
Okay, well in that case, I move an amendment to the motion that we separate Angie Blankenship from this list so that Linda's able to vote on the rest of the crew.
I'll second him.
Can we do that?
Yep.
But where we have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, it's an amendment to that.
Are you making a new motion for it?
I just made an amendment that we separate that out, and then it'll be two motions.
Okay. But you want a second motion then, specifically just on Angie Blankenship?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Painted any color you want. Okay. That's fine.
First and second on this. But Don said, let's create a second.
Okay,
motion.
So this first motion, this motion is made by Dave, seconded by Mike, that on recommendation of superintendent, the board approves the following athletic supplemental nominations effective 2011-2012 school year. All those listed below, with the exception of Angie Blankenship.
No. You have to vote on whether or not we're going to pull Angie out.
But that's...
Yeah, that's the... Vote on the amendment first.
That's the amendment that she just said, that Angie...
No, that's the motion that she just said. The amendment is just to remove Angie Blankenship from this list and put her on her own list, and then we will have, yes, we'll have two motions to vote on if the amendment passes.
Yeah, Mr. Hall, I'll never bring this up again.
I was going to say.
Okay, so we're voting on that one right now, right?
Voting on the amendment.
Do you want to amend this motion?
Okay, so we're voting on that one first.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for somebody else to...
We're not going too fast for you, are we, Tim?
No, I'm good. Mr. Swan.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
I'm going to abstain.
And I'm going to say yes.
All right.
Now, I make the motion that upon recommendation...
You already have.
Wait a minute. Now, it's been said that way. The proper way to do that, Chris, help me out here if I'm mistaken, tell me, would say to make the, upon the motion, upon recommendation, superintendent, the board approve the following athletic supplemental nominations effective 2011-2012 school year with the exception of Angie Blankenship, correct? Isn't that what we just voted on?
That is correct. You don't have to restate the motion, but that
we're letting everybody know that she's been taken out of this one.
Correct.
So that motion, she got it.
Correct. That's fine.
That is correct.
Dave's right.
Now we need to take a vote.
Now would you like to have a roll call?
This will certainly help my memory.
If not, we'll remind you next time.
Yes, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Madam President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following athletic supplemental nomination effective 2011-2012 school year. Angie Blankenship, varsity football cheerleading coach, level 5, $2,487.00.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Abstain.
All right.
Can I add one more motion?
Sure, go right ahead. Why not?
Because we've done this in the past. I don't see it on here. I make the motion that upon recommendation of superintendent that I sign Ms. Blankenship's contract because of the conflict of interest with the president.
You don't have a motion for that because the vice president...
Okay, well, we had that on it before. We don't have to do that? Okay. I removed that one then. Never mind. Sorry, guys, had to put that in there. So I want to make sure we were right.
Just something else for Boone not to forget. That's all.
Don't worry, I won't let
you
forget it.
Okay, moving forward to item number 16.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation to superintendent the board authorize travel to England, Ireland, and Wales for senior college students to connect students to the origins of authors and literature they have been studying for the experience and to experience the history and progression of the English language. All travel expenses will be paid through student payments. The trip will take place March 29th, April 6th of 2012. There are no financial obligations to the board.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board authorize travel to Barcelona and Madrid, Spain to enrich students' cultural awareness, practice their knowledge and skills of target language, and connect their classroom experience to the real world. For students, I think they put that in there for me. For students in grades 11 and 12 are in Spanish 3 and 4, and those who have taken Spanish 2 and 3 the previous year, all travel expenses will be paid through student payments and fundraising. The trip will take place March 28th and through April 7th, 2012. There are no financial obligations to the board.
Second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Madam President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board authorize travel to Philadelphia and New York City to broaden knowledge of American heritage, colonial government, and late 19th century history for the Ohio graduation test. This is for Civics English 2 students in grade 10. All travel expenses will be paid through student payments and fundraising. The trip will take place October 30th to November 2nd, 2011. There are no financial obligations to the board.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation the superintendent, the board authorize travel to Monticello and Washington, D.C. to broaden knowledge of the Enlightenment, the Revolution, American heritage, and government for the Ohio graduation test for Civics English 1 students in grade 9. All travel expenses will be paid through student payments and fundraising. The trip will take place May 23rd through May 26th of 2012. There are no financial obligations to the board.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion, please.
Yeah, how come we're not going back to Williamsburg? That was always the better trip. I've been to both those places, and Monticello is second fiddle, in my opinion.
All I can tell you is if I was a parent and had a kid in all these, I'd have to get a second job.
Third job.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve transportation in lieu of reimbursement for Timothy Sullivan to Grove City Christian School at a rate of $172 annually. That's an estimate for the 2010-2011 school year.
I'll second it.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Madam President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve transportation in lieu of reimbursement for Caleb Sullivan to Grove City Christian School at a rate of $172 annually, estimated for the 2010-2011 school year.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the request of the Raines Township trustees to take possession of pictures and trophies from Midway Elementary to preserve and display at the Raines Township Firehouse. And we'd like to thank them very much for doing that. So,
second.
I'll second that.
Okay, I had Dave motion and Ken seconded.
Sorry, Doug.
That's okay. Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the request of the Oak Run Township trustees in conjunction with Paint and Union Township trustees to take possession of the pictures and a plaque from Madison Elementary to preserve and display at the Oak Run Township Hall, and do that with great thanks for doing so.
Don, would you like to second that? Yeah. Well, you did the other one, too. Okay.
I'll get to that.
Okay. Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
Wayne, the trustee, you have anything, Wayne, to add?
No, I just want to thank you. If you do grant it to us, we just want to preserve the same as the range does there. And I know that was a consolidation of three townships into that school. I know my father, his brother, his sister, and there's a whole list of our townships there. We just want to see them preserved.
Sure. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that, because Mom and Dad's picture's up there, and I was worrying about where they were going to end up. So.
Yeah, I know it's been an issue. I guess nobody wanted to step up and take them. And when Boone mentioned it to me, we jumped on them.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schlumberger?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the advertising for bids for blacktopping the elementary intermediate parking lot. The new road to State Route 38 is proposed, pending a state permit and the bus drive and parking area.
I will second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Wish they'd just get that permit passed.
We'll get the bids out, see what the cost is, maybe go forward with everything this year. We'll see where it all falls out. Sometimes you get a little better price, and if you've got a little more, you won't do it anyway. So hopefully the state permit will be here to get our access to 38. That'll help alleviate some of our traffic.
Have we already done the preliminary on that?
Right.
Have we already done the preliminary? Didn't
yes,
we have to have a count or something?
We've done the impact study and sent that to the state to wait for them to give us direction.
So we're ready to go ahead. They said there's enough cars that we can put a road in.
They haven't said anything.
Our study said that though, right?
Study.
Truthfully, I don't know. We sent that to our company that is doing the study for us. I don't know where it's. I'm sure there's ample traffic there. And that's not counting this time next year, the traffic ought to be there. But I just take it today. My worry is I may just put in a turn lane, and that's big time dollars, and that sometimes costs the board. So we'll see how that works out.
Boone, is there adding any size to elementary and intermediate parking lot, or is this just a resurfacing?
Just resurface it.
So if you're not going to make this any bigger, I take it your priority is, if you have to get approval from the state, is to get that roadway into 38. That's going to help you as far as moving students around more than anything else, correct?
Correct. Our first priority would be the parking lot here.
Okay. Even over the drive?
Well, this parking lot can't go through another winter, so we're going to have to get this parking lot. Probably the second thing would be the access to 38.
Do you think there'll be ample parking for
staff?
Yeah.
Yes. And we can tell who's early and who's late because the ladies have to pull the hill.
Not that he's watching, but. Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Butler.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board accept the following donations as listed below.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I'm going to make a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of one or more of the following. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. At, go ahead, 8:12.
I'll second it.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I do not foresee any business being taken after executive session at this time. We do have several things to discuss. I do not know how long it will be, so it's at your discretion as to whether you choose to stay or go. Appreciate you for coming.
We can use this room if you choose to stay.
I don't care whether it's cold or not, that's not necessary. And then email them or get them out to the rest of the board and get them back to me and I'll get them.
Timeline, is the next meeting okay?
I'd like to have them before then. If you can't, you can't.
Did I take a copy of that mail form?
Chief of Mail, it is.
Thank you. Okay.
Keep that copy for me and I'll pick it up.
I got it.
I'm going to borrow your computer tomorrow morning.
It's been on mine today, I don't know.
Let's change color.
I can't see when I read.
I'll bet you do.
What were the names of the two kids that have their art at the White House?
Deb